The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, May the 16th. It's good to have you with us, as always, we're going into the weekend. Our topic today is something that is called back engineering. What is back engineering? Well, there's some controversy on this, as there is, I guess, with any topic that deals with UFOs. Bill Wickersham as well says, good to have you here, Bill.
Thank you.
And you may have seen an op-ed piece in the Columbia Daily Tribune about this, written by our guest, Bill Wickersham. Back engineering. Explain what that is.
Well, back engineering, as it relates to the UFO phenomenon, is taking artifacts such as those at Roswell and back engineering them for purposes of whatever. I mean, it can be, in this case, it's aeronautical devices. The Lockheed Skunk Works, where this was done, and I have some quotes I'd like to give you in a moment, but developed originally the U-2. You remember the U-2 observational that Gary Powers went down in?
That was back in the 50s, wasn't it?
Yes.
The U-2, I can remember that was a big, big news story when Gary Powers and the U-2 went down in the Soviet Union.
That's right. And Kelly Johnson was the director of the, at that time, of the Skunk Works. He was the primary motivator and go-to guy for the U-2. But later they've developed stealth aircraft such as our F-22. I believe the B-2 and B-1 bombers, some of that stealth technology was also developed at the Skunk Works. Mm-hmm. So there was the top engineers. Well, why don't I give you a little quote?
Okay.
All right. This is a quotation from Ben Rich, which was reported by a NASA jet propulsion a computer analyst, Tom Keller. And this is Rich speaking. Quote, "Inside the Skunk Works, we were a small, intensively cohesive group consisting of about 50 veteran engineers and designers, and 100 or so expert machinists and shop workers. Our strength was building technologically advanced airplanes of small number and of high class for highly secret missions. We already have the means to travel among the stars, but these technologies are locked up in black projects and would take an act of God to ever get them out to benefit humanity. Anything you can imagine, we already know how to do. We now have the technology to take E.T. home. No, it won't take someone's lifetime to do it. There is an error in the equations. We know what it is, and we now have the capability to travel to the stars."
Okay, who said this?
This is Ben Rich, who was the second director of the Lockheed Skunk Works. And he goes on to say, there were two, and by the way, this now is a quotation from John Andrews, it's a quotation by Rich, but reported by his very close friend, John Andrews, a world-renowned engineer at Lockheed Skunk Works. Quote, "There are two types of UFOs, the ones we build and the ones they build," and I say parenthetically, meaning extraterrestrials. "We learned from both crash retrievals and actual hand-me-downs. The government knew and until 1969 took an active hand in the administration of that information. After a Nixon purge, administration was handled by an international board of directors in the private sector."
Okay, let me stop you right here a minute. What did Dwight D. Eisenhower have to say about this? And I know he had something to say.
Dwight Eisenhower, now, the person I'm quoting now is known as Anonymous, but he's on DVD. In fact, you can simply Google Anonymous Roswell UFOs. Excuse me, Anonymous UFOs.
Okay.
Anonymous was a CIA agent in 1958. He and his boss were tasked, this is a story he tells, were tasked by President Eisenhower to go to Area 51 because Eisenhower had in part lost control of what was going on there. It was his job with his boss to check on what was going on. In fact, Eisenhower had even said if we don't get the information, he had threatened to invade Area 51 with the troops from Fort Carson, Colorado. So Anonymous was there. His boss actually interacted, according to him, with one of the ETs, and I believe it was one from Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's right, because it would have been too many years.
The thing that is fascinating, it captures our imagination. And there's two sides to every story. Some people will latch on to this and say, okay, this is true, and other people will say, come on, where are you getting this information from?
And see, that's what, essentially, there are two basic hypotheses about this. The extraterrestrial hypothesis, which has been endorsed by many of France's top scientists and engineers, by Edgar Mitchell, by scientists like Stanton Friedman. On the other side is what's called the psychocultural explanation, which says there's absolutely nothing to the ET factor. This is imagination. It's human behavior acting in peculiar ways. There is a cultural phenomenon of comic books, television shows, the ET shows, Star Wars, et cetera, which has all caused people to imagine and report these things. What people like me, and I, as I've told you before, I'm a skeptic in some areas. I tend to believe what Anonymous said. I've seen it. I know the people who interviewed him are very trustworthy people. But what we really need, and what people like me are calling for, that we had congressional hearings on this in 1968, but it's clearly documented it was a rigged deal. It was not a fair hearing. What we want is both congressional hearings and United Nations hearings. And let's get the experts, let's get the skeptics, the debunkers, the believers, all have a chance
to bring it out on the table.
But the one thing that has to happen, we have to take away the threat system that the government has used on people who are whistleblowers.
So what do you think the chances are of it ever coming out, of there ever being a real investigation?
I can't answer that question because I can't think for President Obama or whoever. I know the reasons why they don't want to do it, and some of those may be valid. The problem is, Paul, human beings don't control the phenomenon.
Right.
So how do you say? There are some of the skeptics that say, well, why doesn't E.T. land on the White House lawn? I can't speak for E.T. Yeah.
You know what? We're out of time for now. But if you want more information, you can go to the Internet and you can Google all kinds.
Well, the one that I would suggest they Google is Alien Technology Don Phillips. He tells the whole
Alien Technology
Don Phillips. Right.
All right, Bill, I find you very interesting. I enjoy talking with you, and I thank you for coming by.
Thank you, sir.
Visiting with us today. Okay.
Thank you.
Bill Wickersham, Monday, we're going to find out about the Greenhouse Theater Project and the Dance Arts Recital.